96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, April 5th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day as we have an exciting show. We're going to have an exciting show because what? We have the police in house. I feel secured because the people are wearing khaki. That means they in charge. I don't have no jabroni police today. I have people who are in charge, who have influence, and who can direct me and give me some good information. Aaron Green is joining me, and we're talking about a tech expo. A tech expo is happening next week. A tech expo is happening next week, April 8th through 10th. That's going to start on Monday. So I'm going to be talking to Superintendent Grant, Superintendent Burrows, and of course, ASP Rudon about what is happening on Monday and what they mean by a tech expo. Is this technology we're talking about, right? And I know about tech nines. See, I know about guns. And I know when you see the police, I assume the police have guns, right? So I want to know what you mean by tech expo, what I need to expect, right? Who decided to have this tech expo, right? Why is it important? Why did you thought, hey, we're going to have this expo and invite the public to come in, see it, experience it? And it's like, for what reason? But I'm going to go to the person most senior here, right, which is Superintendent Burrows. I let him reintroduce everybody, right, and tell me again when, why, where, who started this program, why the start program started, and just to give an introduction so everyone who's listening can understand that we have an expo, you need to come. Go ahead, Superintendent.
Yes, good morning, Bahamas. Yes, we are here. I'm Superintendent Grant. I'm here with Superintendent Burrows and ASP Rudon. We're here to talk about our tech expo. It's the first for us as a Royal Bahamas Police Force. It's the first. And so we are excited, just as you are.
Yeah.
I think you put this expo on because you are very, very, very much excited.
I love technology, and if you're gonna have toys, I want to see the toys.
Wonderful. Yes, we're here today to talk about this expo. It's the vision of our Commissioner of Police, Mr. Clayton Fernando. Mm-hmm. He came up with this vision, and this is to share with the Bahamian public the technology and how it works for us and our efforts in crime fighting. And so that's the purpose for the expo, to share with the Bahamian people, with members of the public, what it is that we do as a force and how we use this technology to fight crime. It also gives members of the public an opportunity to meet their officers, interact with their officers, interact with the technology. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they'll be able to get a firsthand look at what the technologies are. They'll be able to see what the technology do with live exercises. They'll be able to see, touch, hear.
So it'll be an exhibition too, so I can vision and see these things.
Yes.
Aaron, okay, before I ask, right, before we go on, during the last administration, government administration, they talked about all kind of things that the police purchased, right? They talk about drones. I want to know if we have drones. They talk about shot spotters. Do we have shot spotters? I want to know what type of technology we have.
We have, and if you were listening to this present administration over the past weeks and months, they've been talking about investing heavily in technology to fight crime. And rightly so, as you put it, we do have drones. Those drones are working. They work for us and have been working for us. Shot spotters out there.
Aaron, you ever see a drone? The police drone?
I mean, I've seen a drone. It didn't say police on it. And but I think that's a part of the... Right, I think,
camouflage.
I think that's a part of the conversation, right? Like, what is the balance of privacy and exposure? What's the balance? How much can the police tell us? How effective will a drone program be if I could identify all the drones, right? But then I need to know what a police drone looks like, because I may be tempted to knock a drone out the sky if I don't know it's the police, right? I say, who is this drone? Who's this person? So it's important for me to know what a police drone looks like. At the same time, it's important that people don't know what a police drone looks like, right? And so a part of the conversation to come up later in terms of the drone program. The drone program may have been running successfully, and I just think it's a big bird. Yeah. Right, it's a tobacco dove. They have a decoy.
Yeah, yeah. So we have drones. What else do we have?
As indicated, we have shot spotter. We have body cams.
Mm-hmm.
Our police wear body cams?
Yeah, man.
Is it like automatically turn on, or they say you have to turn it on as I come in contact?
Well, our policy is once you are engaged, you must turn that on.
Oh, I did not know that. Did you know that, Aaron?
No, I wasn't certain to the protocols, right, that govern the use of body cams, those fine details. One thing I'm interested in, is there real-time monitoring, and would participants, would people coming to the expo be able to see how a real-time monitoring system works? Maybe the body cam, CCTV, the setup, who sits at the desk? And I mean, how many eyes do I need? Sorry. I'm going to sign up for this job. How many eyes do I need to work this real-time monitoring job? How many cameras are there? Is it like in Britain where you see a wall and or the screen has 18 different cameras running all the time?
I don't know if they want you to be viewing all of that.
Not me, not a police officer, but what I'm saying is I think people would not only be interested in seeing it, but it's great for people to understand how these things work. For instance, you sit at home, you make a call, 20 minutes pass, 30 minutes pass, you call again, officers say, look here, we send in someone. It's good to understand how the timeline flows between from when you make the call to officers being sent out, mm-hmm. right? How do these things work?
Well, if you come to the expo, mm-hmm. all of your questions you just said will be answered. So we have to, as an organization, treat members, all members of the public, with respect.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter your color, your race, your religion, your ethnicity,
mm-hmm.
What side of the government you want. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, none of that.
We are responsible as an organization to treat each member with respect. And so when those calls come in, we respond in a timely manner. Now, based on the situation, we may feel, when I say we, I'm talking about members of the public, that we are not addressing their issue because their issue is important to them. But we are. The minute you pick up the telephone and you call 911, as that officer speaks to you, they are also dispatching the same time. If you want to see how that process works, come to the expo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I write down all of the technology you call. So far, I see the shot spotter. I hear the cameras now on the police person. Mm-hmm. The drones. What else can be there?
We got CCTV.
The government, the police owns the CCTV, or that's a private thing? Are you tied into it that you can see what's happening? I always want to know how that works.
CCTV is a collective effort.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So public and private.
Everybody is a part of it.
Okay.
And we have something in place now where you as a citizen
mm-hmm.
Can register, and you can tell us which cameras you want us to see.
All right. So if I have, say I have 15 cameras in total on my property, inside, and then some pointing out, some pointing in.
Right.
When I join the drone program, I can indicate to you which cameras I intend to connect to your system and which cameras I don't?
Yeah, you can tell us what cameras you want us to see.
Right, I think, and so one of the things we could do at this expo is learn the protocols behind the use of the technology as well.
That is correct. And if you go on the Royal Bahamas Police Force.org site, some information is there. If you're interested in signing up with that program, the information is there. for you.
And so if I could just for a second, this is a great, an essential opportunity for young people heading towards law as a career, heading towards criminal justice as a career, if you're doing those courses at UB, will you have the legal representatives from the police force to be there to also talk about that aspect of the technology?
So basically, once you come to the expo, you will not only just be able to interact with the technology, but all of the experts, all of the SMEs, and you will find that predominantly they will be police officers who are knowledgeable, and they will also tell you as it relates to the legislative side of the technology as well. And I'm so happy in your commentary, Aaron, you actually unveiled what the expo is about, because when you enter police headquarters, we're not just giving you an expo, we're giving you an experience. So basically, we've broken down that experience into five zones where you'll interact with our fleet management in terms of our vehicles, our fire truck, our bikes, our cars, our trucks, and also our vessels, and see how they tie into what we do. And then you will go into the Paul Faxon Conference Center, where you will have an interaction with our history. And then you will, in zone three, you will witness how our drone operation works, where you will actually see the launch of a drone. You will have the opportunity to interact with our air support unit, where you will see them actually tell you what we do as it relates to our air support. And some people don't even know that the police force has its own plane and own pilots.
I hear you saying fleet, and then you say air support. I didn't know these things.
So that's going to be interesting. And then you will have the opportunity to sit in the pilot seat and use our simulators to fly as well. And that's going to be interesting. And I know that we are an archipelago, but you will also see in that setting how the Commissioner of Police is able to sit in one location and interface with his command in all of the family islands at the same time. You will get this in real time when you come to the expo.
All right. So this is obviously also a career expo as well for younger people. We're looking at younger people to bring into the force, right? I am a little old. I get plenty good skills, but I'm a little old, right? Younger people to see the opportunities that are available. Right? I'm sitting here, I never would have thought I can train to become a pilot with the thought that I can join the Royal Bahamas Police Force and use that skill in that capacity. I never thought of it. That's fantastic.
So is there a technology unit? Like, say, well, this unit is for technology and someone's in charge of that. A superintendent in charge of technology.
Well, inside the Royal Bahamas Police Force, we have many sections with many different technical aspects of what's going on inside the Royal Bahamas Police Force. I don't want to name particular
individuals, yeah,
places, but we have a particular tech, for example, you know, surveillance type of stuff.
Okay, surveillance.
You know,
Well, in fact, every aspect of the work that the police does has a technical side to it, right? You all know my favorite part is traffic. I mean, in terms of the traffic assessment, the serious accident and recovery team, that's all tech, right? These guys, they have to have a level of training. So when you come out to a scene, you can, through observation and with the tools available to you, make the proper assessments of what has happened. Every single house break-in, something as petty as that, people say it's petty, but the fingerprinting, the understanding how things work, how a house works, right? To better understand how to collect fingerprints, where a person is most likely to attempt to enter a home, right? All, every aspect of policing has a tech element, whether it's high tech or low tech.
I see I have a caller who wants to engage you. But is this tech exposition free, or is it charged for me to come and see you all?
It is absolutely free of charge.
So I just come?
Free. Just come. And I know a lot of persons, as we've been visiting shows and promoting the event, they want to be there. But the best way to reserve your spot is to go online, visit our website, RoyalBahamasPoliceForce.org, click the registration link, and register. You can also visit our social media platforms on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and you can also get information about this expo as well. Or you can simply send us an email at rbpftechexpo@gmail.com or contact our secretariat at the phone number 376-1942, 376-1942.
I know it's starting Monday, but how long is the expo? Like a daily expo from 9 to 5, 9 to 12?
From 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we didn't treat you to this part of it. Our theme for this expo, from pixels to protection, innovation, and public safety. That has a beautiful ring. I know you like it already. So you can imagine when you see that unfolding before your eyes at police headquarters, it will be a marvelous sight.
So 9 to 4, you said?
9 to 4.
And this is Monday through Thursday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday through Wednesday.
Now, from pixels to protection, facial recognition technology.
We have that?
Will this be a part of this expo? Will you be talking about it? Will you be sort of initiating a conversation about the potential adoption of facial recognition technology?
Do we have that?
We do have it. See, that's what you missed. There's high tech and there's low tech.
Oh, right? You won't say that.
We already have a low tech facial recognition technology in place.
Because I know back in the day they used to take our picture when you go downtown to protest. I know you don't have a camera now that does that.
That's the low tech.
That's low tech.
Now we move into the high tech.
So as Superintendent Grant gears up to chime in, what you'll find at this expo is a journey in our past and our present and where we intend to go. And you will also find that some of our local and international partners will also be a part of this expo and vendors. So as it relates to this whole conversation of technology, it's endless. And you will see that unfolding as it relates to AI, our improvements in it, facial recognition, because we know that the technology has capabilities, but it's going to be nice.
Can you mention the partners? Or who will be there with you? All right, I need to go to this caller because the caller is drinking. So let me go to the caller first, and then you can come back as who all? No, that's not the caller? Okay, good. So who all is partnering with the police force at this exposition, like say, where they come in to see?
Okay, our partners, and this is just a few.
Yeah.
But generally, our partners in this exercise is our local vendors, our local partners, PBS, Multimedia, and then we have Motorola, and we have the Short Spotter, and we also have Axon. So those are the major players in the whole scheme of things. Earlier you asked about the facial recognition and all of that. We do have that.
Oh, we do? Okay.
We do have a bit of... we have this application that we use called Fusus, and what that does through the application, it causes each of the cameras to do just that AI.
Because I have a problem. Somebody tell me the other day I look like Malcolm X. The place the other day tell me I look like Obama. I said no. I don't like either of them. No.
I just want to say that your Royal Bahamas Police Force is on the cutting edge in the region, and you could do your research in the region. We are number one.
Nice,
absolutely.
Something to be proud of.
A quick text. The texter asks, what about low-tech alternatives that are available to the police? He's speaking specifically to less than lethal options. And he says, are the police, do they have access to A, tasers, and B, rubber bullets? And is a rubber bullet as less lethal as we think it is?
Why would the police want rubber bullets, though?
Because I'm just trying to bite you. I'm just trying to poke you really, really hard.
Okay.
Well, I just want to say that has been a discussion over a period of time, and I do believe that is something that is still being looked at. There's a lot of factors that have to come together in order to make that happen. And but it is a discussion that is happening.
I think people would benefit from the discussion, right? Because rubber bullets are used in particular situations. A rubber bullet isn't just something you pull out anytime. There's a particular dynamic in which it's used. Otherwise, you're talking about police officers with rubber bullets facing criminals with actual bullets.
What about the educational process? Say I was involved in an accident or a crime, and I said, I need to get, how do I get footage off a CCTV? Is there like a protocol or education process for the people to learn? Or I say, hey, I need a patrol, like what do you call it, the boat patrol to pass Brown
Harbor Patrol,
Patrol or whatever it is. Will there be an education process for the viewers there? President say, okay, this is who you call. This is where you go through in order to get this service.
And can a private citizen access data captured through some of this technology outside of a criminal case? And maybe I want to launch a civil case against my neighbor or against somebody in a parking lot. would the average citizen be able to access that, or would I need to go through the courts to be able to get access to any data?
I think it has to be understood that there's a legal process for things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would respond by saying, make your legal application, and then we would see where
nice. Whether it's applicable.
At least I understand that.
All right.
Is that a call of the Kermit, or that's not a call? Not a call? Okay, let's continue, right? So the exposition is starting Monday.
Yes.
Is there like an opening ceremony or anything like that, or we just come straight? I mean, you say make a booking and make sure, like if I bring in a group, you're aware to accommodate people, whatever it is. And you didn't give me the location of where it's at.
And will the snacks, will the refreshments be high tech as well?
You have refreshments? Okay, go ahead.
Don't mind the refreshments question.
So basically, if you're coming to the expo, again, you're coming to police headquarters, which is on E Street, the Paul Farquharson Conference Center, Monday, April 8th. We start with an opening ceremony promptly at 9 a.m. And so we're inviting persons to come on down. And yes, water may be available, but we ask persons, because the space is very, very limited, and mm-hmm. we want to keep it moving to get the flow of persons in and out while you're going to have fun, while you're going to be educated, while you have the opportunity to interact with Boots. We're going to keep it moving and keep it flowing. But Aaron, you asked a question earlier as it relates to persons coming in. Will they have an opportunity to ask questions? Yes. I know the show will not permit us the time to talk about all of the other cool things that will be there, like our anti-terrorism unit, because persons do not know that we have officers who are bomb technicians, who are deep divers.
We have bomb technicians?
The force has so many layers. And this is a wonderful opportunity for persons to come on down and actually see what the Royal Bahamas Police Force is doing to actually keep them safe and ensure that they are protected.
I always thought only the Defense Force had boat operators and divers. And now you're saying that the police force have deep sea divers and boats and stuff like that?
Yes, we do.
All kind of cool toys.
Because we're an archipelago. Right? We're an archipelago. So
they go by cars. Defense Force do Defense Force stuff and police do police stuff.
So we need you at this expo.
Yeah, clearly.
Okay.
Absolutely. Students, adults, university students, civil society organizations could come out. I want to recommend, listen, if you're part of the National Neighborhood Watch Council in your community, if you're an NGO, if you work with seniors, with elders, come out so that you could learn what is applicable to the, I wouldn't say geriatric, that's inappropriate, the older community in the Bahamas. If you're an older member of society, come out and figure out how this WhatsApp thing is working. Come out. How does the police send notices? How will I be able to identify what is a police notice versus what is somebody just making mischief on social media? All of these things.
Okay, I think we get a caller now, and I want to get the details again on how to contact you if a school group wants to come in. So I want us to basically conclude with that. But let me get this caller in, and then tell me how I get in contact with persons to organize a trip. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? No, I can't hear you yet. One
Speak
minute
for up
me.
A little bit.
Try again. Caller, you there? No?
I could hear it was Papa.
What's it with? Okay, yeah, okay. Hopefully you can call back again. So, I have a school, right? Teenagers want to come. How do I do that?
So, for persons who want to attend Expo, they can feel free to call us at our secretariat. The telephone numbers again, 376-1942, 376-1942. They can also visit our Royal Bahamas Police Force website, royalbahamaspoliceforce.org. Click the registration link and register. Or they can also find us using our social media platforms on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. We are very much active. Or they can simply send us an email at rbpftechexpo@gmail.com, rbpftechexpo@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I want one young person from the University of the Bahamas, the computer side, or BTVI, the computer side, to come down to the expo and figure out how they could build an app, right, for the public, so that when I see something on social media, I could go to this app and plug it in or plug in the keywords, and I will be able to verify whether this is police-issued information or not. I could be able to determine whether this is verified information or not before I begin, you know, disseminating it like as a witness of the message of Christ.
So before we take this break, right, let's see if we can get this caller once again. Okay, caller, let's see if we can get this caller again so we can gauge the police officers here. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us this time?
You still can't hear me?
I can hear you now.
Go ahead.
Okay, y'all can hear me now. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Hey, I know if the officers them get a pen, right? If you don't answer it before the break, you could get the answer after the break.
Go ahead.
The drone stem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can we use them like with the trafficking of humans out of boats that is coming in with the people from the south of the Bahamas? Do we use them like what the rate is like? He have any report like if they successful or we be using them? I wanted to know like the TIFF line, would they be giving out on commercials on the different radio station? How successful is that? Has that proven like it working for the country? I know they get something named confidential informers. Then they have undercover officers. Do you have a department with deal with that part? Are you using it? How successful is all two of them? I this is a small country, plenty of people, is family. So undercover officers, I wonder how difficult that is to work and what is the success with that? The camera stem. I hear one of the politicians saying something about they even can help with the light bill if we work with the police and let them use the cameras inside our yard. I want to know, y'all mightn't be lawyers and I know lawyer, right? But breaking the law is breaking the law. In those cameras, it'll help the police to be able to deal with what happened in the community. But if something happened in your yard or your home and you break the law, that could even be used against you, right? And those cameras, what you always be wearing on y'all, right? They good. I like when they was bringing them here. When I listen to the states and they be using them over there, it's effective. It protect the police officers and it protect the citizen. The proof is in the pudding. Right now, we get officers in the front of the court, addicted or interdicted, whatever they call it.
Interdicted.
I think for murder, the cameras, they couldn't cut
I don't know about for murder, but yeah, what you're looking for is interdicted.
Off. I mean, they could cut them off for some reason. God had it so. The cameras help to be able to prove what they did.
Well, the point is that the camera will record when you
Thanks
cut
so
it
much,
off,
Papa.
Right? So even if you cut it off, we know that it's been turned off, and we know when it was turned off. Papa, I'm not sure if all of those questions are relevant to what the officers have come to talk about today. Some of those are very low-tech questions, but the question of whether drones are used in terms of the interdiction of migrants, that's a RBDF question. Now, I do know I have some notes on the Ministry of Agriculture's intention of implementing a drone program for the purpose of agricultural surveys and hopefully for the purpose of interdicting or eradicating agricultural theft as well. And in terms of a subsidy program for people who allow the police to connect to their cameras, I don't know if the officers are prepared to talk about that today. And you said a politician said it.
Okay, remind
like
me of the
politician
theme. Remind
it.
Me of the theme because we're going on a break now. Remind me of the theme of the program.
From pixels to protection.
From pixels to protection, innovation and public safety.
This has been Superintendent Grant, Superintendent Burrows, ASP Rodon, and of course the event starts on Monday. Monday, April 8th, 9th, and 10th. It's a tech expo. It starts at 9 o'clock and that's until before 4 p.m. Go ahead.
That's our cousin, Rodon. Sir, Officer Rodon, ASP Rodon.
Yes.
That's our cousin.
Anyway, it's been Guided Radio AM, but we'll be right back.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there cause the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Island.
Excitement, the fierce competition, the entertainment. On May 4th and 5th, our band Bahamian athletes will compete with hundreds of the best from around the world to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics.
Gardner takes the title.
Come witness history as our athletes chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the 2024 World Athletic Relays. May 4th and 5th at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Morning again, and welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri, and we're transitioning our show. Just now, we had members of the Royal Bahamas Police Force on, but now we have some representative from the host of Rastafari. I pronounced that right?
Yes.
And they're having a big-time fashion show. When I call it a big-time fashion show, they have all kind of government dignitaries coming to this big-time fashion show, which is going to be happening on Sunday. Apparently, it's a big-time event that everyone who's who is coming to it. It's a big thing happening inside the Bahamas because this is one of those instances where the host of Rastafari is showing that they embrace the entire Bahamas. So there are representatives of all of the Bahamas coming to this tea party. Yes. That's what it's called?
Yes.
There's this tea party and fashion show, which is happening on April 7th at 3 p.m. at the Castle West Ridge. And, of course, we have representatives here to speak on what this big tea party is about, why so many people are excited about attending this, why the Rastafarians, the different sects and the Rastafarians are coming out in all their colors and display. Apparently, it's going to be a colorful event where you come back and say, wow.
It's African attire.
Yeah, African attire, right? So I want to hear about that. We have two empresses. Right, I pronounced that right too, right?
Yes.
And then we're going to have them formally introduce themselves. And then, we can go over what is it that is going to be happening on Sunday, April 7th. There's Friday, then Saturday, then Sunday, April 7th at 3 o'clock. Go ahead.
I am Empress Marilyn.
I am Empress Pauline.
Good. And you both live in Freeport.
Yes.
And you came down for the event.
Yes.
Apparently, there's a movement of Rastafari moving from all the family islands and coming here in Nassau to be here for this splendor. I'm kind of excited about that. To see hundreds of Bahamian Rastas in one event. With children and adults watching you in the splendor, especially celebrating Africa.
Yes.
So what exactly is happening on Sunday?
Well, on Sunday, we are first giving honor to Empress Menin. And those who don't know who Empress Menin is, she is the wife of Emperor Haile Selassie I. So we're here to honor her. It actually was her Earth Strong on the 25th of March, but we're celebrating it today so that we could have given all of the organization persons in the organization to do what they normally do on that time. And we have set it for April 7th so everybody could have a chance to come. But it is not only for Rastas. We've always done things in the past, and because when you say it's a Rasta event, person think that it's only for Rastas. So we bring it out into the community to let you know that we're having a fashion show tea party, and all Africans in the diaspora are invited. And we're here to firstly, bring the message of who Empress Menin asked for is and what she did as a woman in the world. I wouldn't just say in Ethiopia, but worldwide.
It seems to be a celebration of women.
Yes, right? It's
and a number of women's group are reaching out saying, hey, since you're celebrating women, yes, I want to be a part of this celebration
going on, yes,
of women, particularly Rastafarian women and by extension, other people inside the Bohemian Society.
Yes.
But besides recognizing Empress Menen,
yes,
okay, and given the history and her magnificence, right?
Yes.
You also be recognizing some other Bohemian women and people in your community?
Yes, we also recognizing the elders in Rastafari, the women who was out in the field for a very long time, and we also recognizing some of the younger sisters. We also recognizing some of the women who played a vital part here in the Bahamas. We have ladies like who some we didn't recognize. One of them we met in the store the other day was Mistress Boswick, Janet Boswick.
Janet Boswick?
We hope to talk a little about her, but because we were trying to put the program together in the time frame that we had, we overlooked a lot of women.
I understand.
So, yeah, we're recognizing women even in Ethiopia. We have an empress that's in Barbados, in other colonies. We're recognizing women in Rastafari.
So it's going to be an educational event also.
Yes, it is.
And a celebration of women in general.
Yes.
I would say, and an empowerment.
Yes, it's an empowerment of women. Why? I am excited because, like I was talking to you earlier, because with Rasta, we were always put in a certain corner. Mm-hmm. Like, persons never really wanted to be associated with Rasta because of the stigma that we had in the past. And most people don't want their children, or most people themselves didn't want to be affiliated with us. So what we thought this time, we would come and show who we are as a people and what all we have in our community. We have in the fashion show, we have Empress Ronnie, one of the greatest when it comes to fashion. She's done all kind of shows for the Ministry of Tourism. Actually, she has a show coming up when we get back into Grand Bahama. You're a person, craft people like Empress Nadia. She does jewelry. These are some of the jewelry.
That's nice.
That I'm wearing that she does.
So this is a fair.
It's a party.
It's a big party.
It's a big party.
So there's all kind of things to all see, to do, and to buy, and participate in.
Yes.
So let's talk about things to see, to do, and participate in.
Okay.
What can I see when I, or what should I expect to see when I come?
Okay, when you come, like I said, we even have stalls set up. Persons who got boots.
So a number of stalls and number of boots.
Yeah, some boots, they're gonna be having their stuff on display for persons who want to buy certain things, crafts or whatever. Also, you're going to see us as empresses in our
splendor
garments.
Yes.
You know, from a Africa point of view. We normally wear the normal things. This is not African here, but the normal stuff we wear that. But we're here to show the works, basically, of what we as Rasta women do in our culture. And we hope to rub shoulders with other persons so they won't be fearful of
us. Sounds like Ministry of Culture will be there, too, to see exactly what Bohemian Rasta women
we've
do.
We've reached out to the Ministry of Culture, not to put them down, but we didn't get any answer from them.
Inbox them now.
The Fashion Division, remember the event for Majority Rule Day?
Call Moya. And say, Maria Thompson, they're having a big event. You got to come there with cameras. But go ahead.
Yes. So that's basically what we wanted to do, just to showcase who we are as Rasta people, give some knowledge of ourselves, and to bring in persons like women who have fought for us to be where we are, to be able to be free to speak today. You know, because in time gone by, we weren't able to speak freely.
Yeah.
Empress,
you all are selling yourselves short now, because what you're also doing is, and the part that I'm excited most about, is you are providing a solution for the wider community.
Yes.
Like Cecil said, y'all are embracing the entire country.
Yes.
For me, I'm excited to see the fashion options created by members of the community.
Yes.
Right? But this is a gift.
Yes.
To the wider community.
Yes.
In a time of hypersexualized society.
Yes.
Over and hypersexualization of children and young people.
Yes.
I am, I expect to see, I'm hoping for, I know that I will have the opportunity to experience alternate options in fashion for adults, but in particular for and parents children, and children.
Families. And that's what we wanted to showcase, the families.
Yes.
You know, the man, the woman, and the children, and the child.
So it's a family event.
You know what I mean? To bring
event.
In that balance. It's a family right. event.
So I can bring my child to come out here with me.
Yes, you can.
And see, and clothing, right?
Yes.
Show your daughter or your son that,
yes.
hey, there is fashionable, trendy,
yes.
hip clothing options available to you that are not
revealing
and hypersexualized.
Yes.
Now, but what I want to see, Cecil, I know I can see this when I come to the show. I want to see the super high-tech secret thing where Rasta go to work in the suit, and then at 5 p.m., he unzipped this part of the suit and unzipped that part of the suit, and it turned into a robe.
It turned into a robe.
Right? And Rasta ready for post, for after work. That's
yes.
what I, high, that's high tech.
High tech, yes.
Yeah. I have a caller who wants to engage you.
Sure.
But no one talk food. I hear Rasta's cook.
It's a tea party.
No food?
Yes.
No
refreshments. There'll be we have, we have pastries.
We have pastries.
And we have numerous amount of teas that we're going to have. It's a tea party.
Somebody can go to a Whitland and get her to make them some coconut yogurt, some vegan coconut like yogurt, like a mayo.
Uh-huh.
And then we can have cucumber. We can have a tea party.
Yes.
Right? And we can have a little vegan coconut mayo and cucumber sandwich.
Hello.
You don't know about these high-tech things?
I want taste Rasta cake and Rasta and Rasta
yes,
bread. I want to make sure that could be there.
Yes. We have vegan pastries that we're going to have there. And then we're going to have the teas, all natural, made from the trees themselves.
Some baby.
Yeah. We're not having no tea bags.
You have some butterfly pea flower tea.
We have in hibiscus. We have in mango. We have soursop. We
put on the headphones. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. I have a caller who wants to engage you. I just want to make sure you're able to hear that. Go ahead, caller. Just pass the caller through so we can see what's that. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello.
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 I just want to ask a question. Are you back on television as yet?
You mean Guardian Radio?
Yes.
Is the video feed up on the website?
Oh, sorry, this is live?
Oh, yes, yeah, we're talking to you right now.
Sorry, I just want to find it because I always watch you all on the television. I mean, I only happen to be in the car now, but I'm saying for the last couple of days it was down. Is it still down?
969 and 612, the radio
and
television.
I know it was down yesterday.
Okay.
I do not know if it's
down
now.
For a whole couple of days. Okay, then.
But listen, check out guardiantalkradio.com. You have the audio and the video option available from the website.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, listen, you coming to the Rasta Tea Party?
Oh, they hang up already?
Bam.
But they need to come to the Rasta Tea Party, right? Mm-hmm. You chose Africa as a theme. Say African clothing. I'm not sure what you mean by that. Is this the design of the clothing or the fabric are we talking about?
We're basically talking about the fabric itself. Mm-hmm. Also, in Africa, there are many different parts of Africa. So let's say if you're from Ghana and you want to wear a garment that's from Ghana, you can wear that particular garment.
Yeah.
Or from Ethiopia, you can wear that particular garment, but it has to be within the African diaspora.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping for an opportunity for people to explore the politics of fashion, right? Mm-hmm. Why you wear what you wear and why maybe you shouldn't be wearing what you're wearing. So a lot of people are like, I don't wear any suit, right? And we think, oh, well, you're just being, you know, and mm-hmm. you just want to bun down Babylon. But the truth is that the wool suit can be a health risk for men,
yes.
for their testicular health
yes.
and their ability, or their fertility, right? And their
yes.
ability to produce sperm. And so a robe or a looser style pant, something that we'd call an African suit,
mm-hmm.
right? May be an alternative for Africans in the Western Hemisphere for health reasons.
Yes.
We'd say, oh, man ain't supposed to wear a robe. But the question is man wearing the type of clothes that is optimal for his health and especially elder health as he's an aging man.
Yes.
Will any of these fashion things that you produce be available for sale?
Yes.
So if you produce high-end stuff, you can't keep it away from
me. No, they are for sale.
Okay.
All of the pieces that Empress Ronnie made are for sale, even the persons who are wearing them. Mm-hmm. If they want to purchase it, they can purchase it. They are for sale.
So will it be like a boot to say, like, how I go to these African clothing store and they say, let me start shopping. I'm buying this now. I come here to buy a African shirt or African dress. I can go to this tea party and come there to buy.
Yes, there are boots that I don't know exactly what the persons who got the boots will have on display, but that was the idea for clothing and whatever they have to display to be there, so that once when they're coming in, they can go there and shop.
So I can come with money and then
yes,
be
you
able
can
to buy.
Definitely yes, come with money because
yes,
you bring
come
in
with
me.
Money. Yeah.
Yes. yes. And this, the theme of it's called the House.
The House of Rastafari.
A fashion tea show party or fashion show tea party?
Yes, okay. Fashion show tea party. And why is the House of Rastafari? Because we've all come together under umbrella, all Rasis, under one, you know,
absolutely,
one umbrella, so that we not segregating or separating what our way of living or our culture, but we're being loose and just coming under that one umbrella. As the House of Rastafari.
Now, so this is a,
go ahead. Oh, no, you go ahead.
This is a paid event.
Yes,
right?
It's $30
for
the tickets. For
the tickets.
Yes.
And where can I purchase some of the tickets since I want to come and celebrate with you, celebrate women, and see the splendor and the colors of what you'll be doing? Where can I purchase these tickets and of course, eat some Rasta bread?
Okay, well, I can leave my number. It's 646-1847. You can reach me at any time, and if you need us to bring the tickets to you.
You deliver the tickets too?
Yes, we deliver the tickets. We've just delivered the tickets to the First Lady yesterday our office. Mm. Yeah,
so the First Lady can be here?
She won't be at the event because she had another engagement, but okay. There will be her. There will
a
be someone. Yeah,
representative.
That will be
nice.
Collecting
but
it for
Cecil, this is exciting. Listen, you know, there's a question of whether modernization has hurt humans, right? In particular, the rubber on shoes. Now, if you're in the Bahamas, right, rubber on shoes on the bottom of your shoes is a good thing because nail on the ground and glass on the ground.
Yes.
But rubber soles actually, they become a barrier between you and the earth, red grounding. And so leather-based shoes and more natural-based shoes are what is preferred or suggested. I come into the show to see shoes. Mm-hmm. I need a walk-in shoe. Yes. I need
sandals. Mm-hmm. I see Rastafarian ladies wear sandals.
I know they do.
They wear sandals, right?
Yes.
I've been watching you on.
I need a sturdy walking shoe that mm-hmm. doesn't have a rubber sole, right? Like, this is what I come in to see. And if the young Rastafarian minds, how are they navigating mm-hmm. the modern world and fashion? I think it's going to be a fabulous affair. But I want to ask, is there a dress code? For instance, I'm a woman with locks, mm-hmm. but I wear pants. My shoes look a little mannish, right? Is there a dress code? I mean, I know there's got to be a dress code because there's a dress code for everything.
You know, I can look at your shoes now.
We
right?
go into a tea party. We should dress respectfully, right? For
yes.
the event.
Yes.
But
yes.
I'd be going to visit a community. Is there a dress code?
Well, the dress code is African attire.
So you want us dressed in African
so
attire too?
We would love to see you come in African attire. And I think it's a Rastafari
event. So we'd
event.
Be respectful
yeah,
of
so you'd
the
be
culture.
Respectful to what you wear.
All right.
You understand what I'm saying?
I don't want to be disrespectful,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I'm probably going to wear pants. But I don't want to be disrespectful. And I think it's important
for
people
to... We're
not
saying to you what to wear. We're just saying make it appropriate.
Yes, absolutely.
It's not only going to be adults there. There would be children there also.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for what we're trying to display... It's African attire.
Yes.
And embracing what it is for us to, what we call elegance, but sexy also. You're
yeah.
going to have some nice, you know, pieces.
And
but it will be still where it's not everything
explicit.
Out. Yes.
Sexually explicit.
Yes.
Will there
yes.
be male
nothing
and
like that.
Female models?
Yes, there
male
is.
Male and female models?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Families, male, female, and children.
I want to highlight the... What's the person who's the designers? I guess we call it fashion designer.
Empress Ronnie.
So Empress Ronnie is going to do the majority of the clothing design for that day.
Yes.
And tell me a little bit about
and
Empress.
We have another Empress, Tekler, who also have some clothing that
okay.
she'll be displaying. Yes.
Awesome. Now, hats, head coverings, particularly for students, young people navigating the public school system and private school systems. We're going to have some examples of those available as well.
I'm not sure, like I said before, what the persons with the booth
would
have
come
there.
Out and see what's available.
Hopefully that we have a little of everything.
Well, I hope y'all vendors are listening. They're listening. Because not just the sort of clothing, but the accessories that go with it, right?
Yes.
I like form, style, and function. And the jewelry.
Look at the jewelry.
And the natural jewelry. Ah.
Yes, this is the ring to go with the bracelet.
Okay.
I just got this yesterday. Nice ring. Yeah, I got this pair yesterday from Empress Nadia.
So there'll be jewelry and accessories available as well.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Because we
all handmade by these empresses.
Right. We are of the world, but we don't have to be consumed by it.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. I am excited.
I see you have another caller here. Let me have the caller engage at the same time. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Morning, Mr. Neary. And good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
She was talking about Empress Ronnie.
Yes.
Will there be any wedding gowns demonstration? Because a friend of mine said he had, I guess, one of the only weddings that he could remember done, and Empress Ronnie made the gown in the African material for his wife.
Wow.
Yes,
and he said that was beautiful. That was a few years ago.
Wait till you see the men in the suits too, man.
I would like to see some of those demonstrations there.
I don't know too much about a wedding, but let me tell you, the pieces that it may not be for the bride, but it will be set for the honor,
the
maid of honor and the bridal party.
Absolutely.
Those pieces are absolutely gorgeous.
See why I asked the question in my How Bohemian Are You game show, coat suit or linen suit?
Yeah, that was beautiful sight to see.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
I would like to see at least one demonstration because it would give Bohemians perspectives, like, you know, those who want to get married.
Yes.
It would give them an idea to change up from the traditional.
And to make it unique.
We all
fighting over having a unique wedding. Everybody could be African and still be unique.
Yes.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, cousin.
So Sunday. This happening this Sunday.
This Sunday at 3 p.m.
It's April 7, 2024 at 3 p.m. at the Castle, Westridge.
Westridge,
that's
yes.
on where the castle is, Eric.
On Westridge.
Westridge.
Cell phone number to call?
Yes.
646-1847, Empress Maryland.
Okay. Anyway, this is being Guardian Radio AM. This has been the Rastafarian Community, a big fashion show and tea party happening on Sunday. Have a wonderful day.